ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद। श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो and this is the last portion of the fourth canto, eight chapters which describe the deliverance of Prachin Barhit, the descendant of Prithu Maharaj. He was engaged in Karma Kand and Narada appeared there and blessed him, and then the eight sons of Prachin Barhit, ten sons of Prachin Barhit called Prachetas, they were advised by their father before they rule they must go and get themselves perfect by austerities. And Prabhupada appreciated this mood that before somebody take responsibility he must undergo austerities and perfect his life. So when they followed the order of their father sincerely, then the most merciful Param Vaishnava, Vaishnava Nam Yatha Sambhu Mahabhagavat, one of the 12 Mahajan, he appeared before them, and then he instructed them a special prayer. By reciting that prayer, they will get direct audience of Supreme Lord and will be blessed. So we are in the this prayer of Lord Shiva is called Rudra Geet. So this chapter is entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, Rudra Geet. Last time we discussed this, Rudra Geet has four parts. First part, Lord Shiva is offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord. Then second part he is explaining that Supreme Lord has a transcendental form. He is not impersonal. So he is particularly offering prayers to the Supreme Lord's beautiful body, tamal varan, like monsoon cloud and yellow garment. And third part, when so nice Lord is beautiful form, then how to achieve the grace of the Lord, mercy of the Lord. Then the third portion is, to get the favor of the Lord, the only process is get association of devotees, serve them and get their mercy. So devotee association was the third portion of the prayer. This was the main subject matter of Lord Shiva's prayer. And number four, the fourth part of the prayer which we are dealing now, is dealing with Lord is everywhere, all pervading, through his energies in the form of time, Kal, and as a Paramatma. He is everywhere in the creation. His relation of the Lord with his creation, that he is present everywhere through his energies and as a time factor. So the verse which we are reading today and the verse yesterday, Maharaj nicely described, is actually the Kal Roop of Lord. In the form of time, how Supreme Lord is present everywhere, how the devotee perceive it and how the non-devotee perceive it. So this verse is describing the Kal Roop of Supreme Lord, all pervading in the form of time. Kal actually means time as well as death. So let us recite this verse recited by Lord Shiva in front of the Prachetas as the instruction, and then last part even is the blessing. Whoever recite this verse will be blessed by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Pramatam uchai iti kirtya chintaya. Pravirdha lobham vishyeshu lalasam. Tvam apramataha sahasa abhipadyase. Chulle lihano ahi iva kumantaka. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanar Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear Lord, all living entities within this material world are made after planning for things, and they are always busy with desire to do this or that. This is due to uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing in living entity. But your Lordship is always alert. And in due course of time, you strike him just as snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallow him. Repeat. My dear Lord, all living entities within this material world are made after planning for things, and they are always busy with a desire to do this or that. This is due to uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing in the living entity. But your Lordship is always alert, and in due course of time you strike him just as snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallow him. It's interesting, huh? Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Everyone is greedy. Everyone makes plan for material enjoyment. In this lust for material enjoyment, living entity is described as madman. And Srila Prabhupada is quoting a verse from Bhagavad Gita to qualify such men as madmen. And this verse is Prakriti hi kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvasah ahankar vimudha atma kartaham iti manyate. Vimudha, fools, mad. So, parmatam. Matam means opinion. One meaning of matam means, Krishna says, idam me matam, this is my opinion. And parmatam means somebody else's dictation. You are not using your own brain. So this body is para. And you are body, using the dictation of body to get enjoyment for body, that is paramata. There is enjoyment of the soul. But this bodily enjoyment is paramata. Par means somebody else. Mata means opinion. So it is the opinion of the body to enjoy the material nature. But the living entity, Baldev Vidya Bhushan has described the energy of the Lord when he is describing the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The material energy which is made up of 5 elements, Baldev Vidya Bhushan describes, this is called inferior because it has no consciousness. And it is for enjoyment. It is for enjoyment. And the living entities, they are called superior energy. Why? Because they are conscious and they are enjoyers. They are enjoyers. And in one sentence, Srila Prabhupada writes that the greed for material enjoyment is always existing in living entity. Greed for material enjoyment always existing in living entity. So how to utilize this enjoying facilities which we have? There are two words, cooperation and computation. Cooperation and computation. Enjoyment in cooperation with Supreme Lord is perfect. Enjoyment separate in competitive mood with Supreme Lord is foolishness or madness. When Giridhara Swami first met Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada asked him a question, so you want to become God or you want to serve God? Maharaj kept quiet for some time. His early days still Maharaj was not initiated. Then Prabhupada answered himself, if you want to serve God, he will give you intelligence to render service. If you want to become God, why should God have a more competitor? Why should he have a one competitor? So then you are fool. So greed, there are two words in the verse, there are two words, lobham, which means greed, and lalsam. This word lansa is used by our acharyas. Krishna prema lalsa, that lalsa. There was a king, he was away from his country, and as usual the Kshatriya king has not more than one wife. So after a couple months, when he was supposed to come back, he sent a message, what you want from this country? So all the queens wrote nice letters, they needed this thing, this thing, this thing. But the youngest queen, not very important, she simply sent a paper which was red in color, and the only word written on the letter was Sa. So king read all the letters, and when he came to this letter, he could not understand, what is this red colored paper with Sa? He asked the wise minister, what is the meaning? So minister looked and he said, Lal, color is Lal, and Sa on the top, it means Lal Sa. She has only hankering and desire to have you, not anything of this country. Lal Sa. Then king, when came back to the country, he sent all the gift to the all queens, and he went himself to the one who had lalsa. So this lalsa, lolupyam, lobe, which is in every living entity, it has to be properly channeled. It should not be for material enjoyment, but it should be for cooperately serving Supreme Lord, who is the enjoyer. So this is why we are called made living entities. The reason for living entities called made is in bodily consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, he understands everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. So living entity is made. The bewildered space soul, under the influence of three modes of material nature, think himself to be the doer of the activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. Everything is enacted by the law of nature, and these laws are under the direction of Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Mayadekshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hetu nane na kontya jagat viparivartate. Everything is carried out by the material nature, and these laws are so stringent that it is not possible to really undo these laws. There's no way. Daiviye esh gunmai mam maya durtayaya. This word Devi, Srila Prabhupada has described, Devi means it is divine, because it belongs to the Supreme Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says this Devi, word Devi comes from Deva. Deva means enjoyment. It means these living entities, they have a tendency to enjoy the material world, and therefore Maya bind them by noose of three modes of material nature, which cannot be cut, which cannot be untied. There's no way. There's only one way. There's only one way. And that is, ye mam prapadyante, those who take my shelter, those who surrender. Mayam etan taranti te, Maya, don't touch them. Baldev Vidya Bhushan writes, when Krishna was saying mam evam, he was touching to his chest and saying, me, your friend Arjun, me, your friend Arjun, anybody who surrendered unto me, Maya will not touch. He will be freed from that material enjoyment mentality. Even as a devotee, when we are doing service, we have enjoying mentality rather than service mentality. This is a subtle criteria when we are rendering service, if there is an enjoying mentality, still this is the greed for material enjoyment, very subtly. Service attitude is our constitutional position. Jivera Swarupa Krishnera Nitya Das. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer to Sanatana Goswami, who am I? Eternal servant of Krishna. Service attitude is a perfect constitutional position of a living entity when it is rendered to the Supreme Loving Lord Sri Radha and Krishna. Enjoying mentality is cause of living entity to be in this material world. They want to enjoy separate from Krishna. Father is driving car on the highway, and five-year-old child is sitting next to him. He is insisting, "My dear father, I want to drive car. Give me steering." What do you think? Will father give him steering on the highway? No. But father is loving the child. Beloved child, how can he say no? What he will do? He said, yes, I will give you to drive. Wait for a few minutes. And then some good town comes, he stop car, go and buy the toy car, and he give the toy car to the boy. You drive this, I will drive this. So when Krishna, he is enjoying the and maintaining the whole material world, living entity said, me too. I want to do this. He says, wait. I am giving you one house, one car, one factory, one wife, few children. Try to run this little show, and we are frustrated very soon. We are not able to run this small show which he has given us because we want it. So how long that child will play with that motor? As long as his child, when he becomes little elderly, then he just leave the car in the showroom. He will never touch it again. So as a wise, anyway, for some time, whatever nonsense or madness we have done, just put it in a showcase, forget it, and be sincere and work for Krishna. Don't miss this opportunity. So this is what I mean, he's giving facility, but if for enjoyment, we are always frustrated in this enjoyment of this material world. It's always frustrating. It looks that we are enjoying, but actually we are suffering, which is very subtle. Ye sans prasaja bhoga dukha yonya evate. All the enjoyment which are through the senses and sense object, they are the breeding place of misery. In that enjoyment's womb, misery is growing. Ye sans prasaja bhoga dukha yonya evate. It is the breeding place of misery, dukha. Antavantah tu kaunteya, and this happiness has beginning and end. Nateshu ramate buddha, those who are intelligent, they will not be attracted to such sense pleasure which is temporary and which is always. It is a free deal. It is a free gift. You enjoy and suffering is a free deal. Two in one. You buy one, you will get second free. You buy enjoyment and suffering is free. Please have it. And you cannot say no, because it is included in it. And everybody is happy nowadays. 1+1 free, everybody rush there. And so this is the whole business. 1+1 free. So happiness you want and misery is free. And you have to suffer and there is no way to get out. The atheists are unintelligent men. So atheists are unintelligent men. R means they are. So OR you can put R. Atheists are unintelligent men. What the atheists say? Generally what the atheists say? What is the atheist? What atheists say? Can you tell Prabhu? What is your name? But who is called atheist? One who denies the existence of God. Anybody you'd want to call atheist, still you need God. Still you need God to call somebody atheist. A one who does not believe in God is atheist. So you need God. Without God, atheist is not, definition of atheist is incomplete. So is he intelligent? No? Intelligent deficiency syndrome. This is AIDS is a disease, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. This is called acquired intelligent deficiency syndrome. No intelligence. Fools, knowing that I'm going to die, still you want to do the same thing. That's intelligence deficiency. The atheist or the unintelligent men do not know this. What they do not know? That everything is controlled by Supreme Lord and material nature is carrying out by her stringent laws. They are busy making their own plans and big nations are busy expanding their empires. And yet we know that in the due course of time many empires have come to existence and been destroyed. Where is the great empire of Mughals? Where are they gone? Roman Empire, where are they? In one of the Prabhupada, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, this planet Earth belongs to Supreme Lord. And whole world is busy in dividing and enjoying this earth plant. At higher level as a nation and lower level as my plot and my house. Both levels, similar level and higher level. Everybody is trying to be the owner of this land. This is my country, this is my home, this is my factory. And this Mother Earth is laughing. Hey, you fool. Millions before you claimed same thing and they are now in the grave. Nobody ever owned me. Prithvi, the Mother Earth is called Vishnu Patni, is Bhu Devi. This Lakshmi is Vishnu Patni. And this Mother Earth, Bhumi, is also Vishnu Patni. They are for the player of Supreme Lord. Any fool who claims to be the master of Lakshmi or Bhumi, he is fool number one. Because they belong to Supreme Lord. If you claim that, then you are mad. Ravan wanted Sita without Ram. That is, I need Lakshmi, but I don't need Narayan. Then the golden Lanka finished. And everything finished. I need this land. This is my land. Where are those people gone who claimed this land? Where are they? Become a sincere child and play in the lap of mother, then you will be happy. If you want to enjoy this by dividing, even this is my plot. Now there is no plot, now there is a flat. Before there were plot, now there is a flat. And flat Prabhupada called pigeon holes. In the tree there are pigeon holes. Like flats are the pigeon holes, high up in the sky, no land, no sky, in between they are hanging. So this mentality to claim proprietorship over the earth is a madness. Many aristocratic families were created by people in their extreme madness. But we can see that in course of time of those families and empires have all been destroyed. But still the foolish atheists do not accept the supreme authority of the Lord. Such foolish people unnecessarily concord their own duties without referring to the supreme authority of the Lord. They claim their own duties. How? You have seen these street dogs? You go in a street, they will bark. Has somebody implied that dog in that street? Has somebody given that dog the charge of that street that you bark if anybody comes? No. Self-appointed authority in the street, he has to bark. This is the mentality of the present people. They will bark if you go in their street. They have self-appointed duties. They're self-appointed. All the dogs in their area, they are self-appointed. Somebody given the territory to the dogs that you should be here and you bark anybody comes? No. They themselves become self-appointed and they bark. This is what the whole world is barking. Prabhupada once said, this world is not for gentlemen to live. You from one country to other country, you have to go. They will check you. There's no gentleman left in this world. They don't know what is gentleman. They have a doubt on everybody. Because basically, everybody is claiming the property of somebody else. Therefore, they are always in fear. You know, when you have a fear, when you claim somebody else's property, then you are in fear. So you are claiming the property of Supreme Lord, therefore you have always a fear, and therefore you are doubting everybody. If it is not yours, then why you should be fearful? The fear is because we are owning somebody else's property. That is a sin, and sin is the reason of fear. No sinful, no fear. Then Prabhupada said, the so-called political leaders are busy making plans to advance the material prosperity of their nation. But factually, these political leaders only want to exalted position for themselves. There was one political leader, he was giving a speech. He said, you know, you selected me last time. I agree. I did misappropriation some funds and I built my house. I sent my son to America for his study. I have now everything sufficient. Now I am telling you, you give me vote, select me, because I have no desire more. But if you select anybody else, he will do the same thing again. He was giving his political speech and conversing that I have already finished, now you select me. Why you try new one again? You will do the same thing. And somebody from audience say, because you have now this habit of doing, you will not stop it. Because this is a greed which increases. Pravardha. The word pravardha, greed, pravardha, lobham. This increases. It's like surasa. Surasa on the way of Hanuman was increasing. So means beautiful, ras means enjoyment. This enjoyment mentality increases, 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 increases. It never decreases. It never decreases. If I have, a businessman used to say 99 formula. If you have 99, he said, if I get one, and then it will become 100. In this way, 99 means you always continue adding one in your. If you are not adding one Krishna in your life, then everything is perfect. Adding one, which is none, and then you are in this world suffering unlimitedly. So these political leaders are interested only in their self high position. They are not at all interested in anybody's welfare. Due to their greed for material position, they falsely present themselves as leader before the people and collect their votes. Although they are completely under the grip of law of material nature. These are some of the faults of modern civilization. These are some of the faults of modern civilization. So what are these faults? We are living in the civilization. We are not out of this civilization. These are the faults in our civilization. What are these faults? Big plans, cheating people, getting position for personal enjoyment, no service attitude. And then, without taking to God consciousness and accepting the authority of Lord, the living entities become untimely confused, ultimately confused and frustrated in their plan-making attempts. So Prabhupada is giving solution. Without taking to Krishna consciousness, it means if you take to Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, and the accepting the authority of Krishna, then living entities will not be confused, will not be frustrated, even if they make plan for Krishna. You make plan for building a beautiful temple for Krishna, you will never be frustrated and confused. If you make a plan for your own self, you will always be frustrated and confused. So that's what the sentence is. Without taking to God consciousness and accepting authority of Lord, a living entities become ultimately confused and frustrated in their plan-making attempts. Due to their unauthorized plans for economical development, the price of commodity is rising daily all over the world. So, what is there? How much is a 1 kilo of dal? You all are eating prasad in the temple, you don't know what is the rate of dal? Huh? Only brahmachari, they don't know what is the rate of things in the market. Dal is over 80 rupees kilo. In olden days, people said, a poor can maintain with a dal roti, but now poor cannot have a dal. Now at least it is a rate of 1 kilo. And one poet says, in future, dana ginkar dal milegi. You have to go on the shop and ask, give me 20 grains of dal, sir, 20 rupees. Dana ginkar dal milegi. Gehun ki to chal milegi. You will not get wheat atta, you will get only bhusa, the chal. Now you are getting water bottle, then you will get water injection. Pani ke to milenge injection aane wali peedi ko. The future generation, Prabhupada says, it is artificial. It is all artificial. Still when we grow wheat or maize, the Mother Earth gives same 1,000 grains in one, what is called sangha. It's not decreased. It has not increased rate. But we have increased it. False economical development. There are nations, they have surplus of things and they dump into the ocean because they want to prices go high. That's what Prabhupada's meant. It is, Prabhupada says, there's enough land. Double than this population can be maintained. There's no scarcity in Krishna's creation. Because if you put a bag of wheat outside, even the sparrow, even the crow, even the any donkey will come, but they can only eat and go. But if you have a full truck of wheat and ask human beings to come and take as much as they like, they will take even the whole truck. They will not allow anybody to take anything. This greed of accumulating more than necessary. The President of the United States recently said, the recession in our country, the only reason is greed. The only reason is greed for modern recession in USA. This is the President's statement. It's only greed. There is enough. Nature has enough for everybody. But people are false economical development. So much so that difficult for poor classes, and they are suffering the consequences. The poor people are suffering. They are not able to maintain themselves. And they will come in the street in future and they will just loot and rip things, people, because this all is happening because even if they are not able to get the normal commodities for living with the price which they afford. And due to lack of Krishna consciousness, people are being fooled by so-called leaders and plan makers. Consequently, suffering of the people are increasing according to the laws of nature, which are backed by the Lord. Nothing can be permanent within this material world. Nothing can be permanent within this material world. But everybody is living in this world as if he is going to live forever. Everybody is planning to live forever. And though we know nobody can live forever, everybody is planning to live forever. Traveling in a train from going from here to Mumbai, and you will have bricks and cement, and on your berth you want to make your own cabin. Is it a wise thing? We are in transit on this planet for 80-90 years, and we are trying to make everything here as a permanent. It is as if in a train we are trying to make something permanent arrangement. When the station will come, you are be disembarkment, get out. Maybe 20 years back, something, 18 years back, I was going to the Gaushala, through the Gaushala, and some sadhu, I never saw him again, but he met me there and he said, "So what are you doing here?" I said, I am looking for some piece of land where I can build a house and live in Vrindavan. He looked at me, he said, "Fool, you will build a house and then you will do bhajan in Vrindavan? And you are following the six Goswamis? They had any house? They were living under the tree and they were doing bhajan. You think you will make house and then do bhajan?" And then he disappeared. And I never saw him back. But he said that if you make house, then you will maintain house. You will not do any bhajan. It's not possible. Vrindavan is for people to live under the tree and do bhajan. But now, Vrindavan is more costly than Bombay. Everybody in the evening is singing a beautiful astakam. What is? Chor agan ganyam prushottam astakam. Astakam. Braj prasidam navanit choram. And Krishna is loudly saying, and I heard, "When did I steal anything from you, fool? Have we come to your house to steal anything?" And then he's saying, "You have stolen everything of mine. Why you are telling me chore? You are chore. This is my land. Why you are claiming this, it is yours? And you are building your building and telling this is mine? You are chore." It is like Lankani. She was telling Hanuman, "You are thief entering into the Lanka." And Hanuman said, "I am going to look for Sita. Is Ravan thief or me thief? Ravan is thief. He has kidnapped Sita, not me. I am going to search for it. So I am not thief." So Krishna is saying, "Who is thief? You are thief. You have taken everything of mine. And you are telling I am thief?" And then in a beautiful astakam says, "I have never seen such a thief who has taken away everything of me and made me beggar." He says, "You are beggar? Are you beggar? You are enjoying paneer sabzi. Where is the beggar problem? You have no sukha roti." Once I am reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it says, anybody who used to come to Vrindavan, when they go back, the people very eagerly used to ask what Rupa and Sanatana are doing there. And they would say they stay under one tree, they eat some dry chapati, and they soak in a Jamuna water some roasted chickpeas, and they are writing nice literature, and my realization immediately came. So by eating dry chapatis soaked in Jamuna water and roasted chickpea, they wrote Bhakti Ras Amrit Sindhu. And after eating paneer, we are not able to understand it. We are not understanding it after so many facilities, and they have no facilities, and they have so nice literature for us. Still, it's very difficult to pass in Bhakti in Bhakti Ras Amrit Sindhu. And they had nothing, and they did all this. Few more lines. Sorry, huh? Consequently, the suffering of the people are increasing according to the law of nature, which are backed by Lord. Nothing can be permanent within this material world. Therefore, everyone should be allowed to take shelter of the Absolute in order to be saved. In this regard, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yagitapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhrda Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. So Krishna is Bhokta of what? Bhokta means enjoyer. He enjoys what? Yagya and tapasya. Yagya means sankirtan, yagya, jap, yagya you do, Krishna will enjoy this. Tapasya, you sit down, Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavatam. There is tapasya. He enjoys this tapasya. He's not enjoying anything of your house or car or anything. He's not saying, I am Bhoktaram, Karam, I am Bhoktaram, Philetam, I am Bhoktaram, you are nothing. He's saying, I am Bhoktaram, Yagya Tapasam. So you do Yagya and Tapsa, then he will enjoy that. He will not enjoy your any other thing of this material world. So this he is speaking as a Paramatma. I am Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Everything belongs to me. Why you are claiming it is yours? So here the Sarva Bhutanam. This is Krishna speaking as the all-loving Supreme Lord. I am the well-wishing friend of everyone. I want to see all you happy. And then, Gyatva, if you know that, then you will get peace. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifice and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher for all living entities, attain peace from the pains of material miseries. If one wants peace of mind, tranquility in society, he must accept the fact that real enjoyer is Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is the proprietor of everything and all our universe, all over universe, and he is the supreme friend of all living entities as well. By understanding this, people can become happy and peaceful individually and collectively. So, either be ready to be eaten by time as a snack which seizes the mouse and everything will be left behind, or just surrender everything at the lotus feet of Hari Guru Vaishnava, Krishna, Gurudev and Vaishnavas, and be free from anxiety and always with raised hand chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One word for us is Paramatta, means mad. And the word for Supreme Lord is Aparamatta. You are always transcendental. And we are fools, and you never want us to see us as a fools. You won't completely finish everything to realize us that nothing belongs to us. But still we are not coming to our senses. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment, blessings? Yes. Tulsi, Manjari, time is over. Is this question which can be good for me and everybody, or else personal question that you can have afterwards? Where is the question? The microphone, give her.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. So, so as we are practicing, so we dovetail, we use our greed into, so it is suggested that we should greed for Krishna, we should greedy for spiritual advancement. But somehow, because we are not pure, we are using our material mentality to greed for spiritual advancement. So like we are Mahaprasadam is good, for example, but some people, they will take more than they need, or they will, if a devotee, they do safer, they will like using the material mentality of like they have a competition between a devotee. So this greed for spiritual advancement also makes discontent within.
No, greed, see, everything exists in God, therefore it exists in us. So greed can be used. You should be greedy to chant your rounds. You should be greedy to hear Bhagavatam. You should be greedy to read scripture. That greed is good. Greed for possession of temporary material things is madness. Greed for permanent place in Golok and endeavoring towards that is good. And Rupa Goswami says, Lolopyam Ekam. It is your greed only that is the price to get the mercy of Krishna or service of Krishna. If you are greedy, then he will give. There's a greed is very positive use for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Yes. It's a proper use of greed or lalsa. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.